Well, hello friends. Good to see you again today. We welcome you in the Saviour's name to another short devotional. Just down here in Clara Street in East Belfast off the Castlereagh Road. Every Home Crusade, part of their factories down here in this part of Belfast. I've got a good friend with me, Keith Wilson. Been friends for a good number of years now, and he's a good brother in the Lord. And I've just asked Keith to give a wee word of testimony. So I'll just take off the mic. And it'll be over to you, Keith.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you, now.
Well, thank you, Roger, for asking me to give a word of testimony, even this afternoon, very, very brief. It's always good to give a word of testimony, even though it's unexpected today, but it's still good to give a testimony of what the Lord has done in your life. And it's good to have a testimony. And as I always say, it's not my testimony because if I was to give my testimony, it wouldn't be worth listening to. But it's really a testimony of what the Lord Jesus has done in my life and bringing me into his family and saving my soul and giving me eternal life. And more than that, but giving me the power to live for him. Not that I can live in the flesh. Again, obviously, it's no longer that I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And as I always give my testimony, I always read Psalm 56. And just for the sake of time, I'll not read it all. But even that verse, it says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they do many that fight against me, O thou most high." And you know, even just those opening words, "Be merciful unto me." And for me, that was back in 1986. I was from an non-Christian home. My mother and father would have went to church periodically, maybe at Christmas time, Easter time, weddings and funerals, things like that. But certainly the church that they attended didn't preach the gospel, and they were not aware that they needed to be saved. But having said that, my father got involved with the Jehovah's Witnesses. Religion became a big part of our home. But dear friends, that's all it was religion. And around the same time, my father converted to Jehovah's Witnesses. There's a church, if anybody's familiar with Lisburn, on the Causeway End Road, just up from where we live. And they opened, and they faithfully went round the doors and invited people to Sunday school. And dear friends, my mother never converted to become a Jehovah's Witness. And on a sidestep, that drove her to drink, drove her to alcohol, because Jehovah's Witnesses don't treat women very good. In fact, to be honest, if you're not part of their religion, they don't really want much to do with you. That brought a lot of strain into the home, and that sadly did drive my mother to drink. Mm. And my mother to this day is an alcoholic. But be merciful unto me. God was merciful to me, because whenever that church opened in the early 1980s, it was around 1986 that we went to Sunday school. And I remember in the Sunday school class hearing how that the Lord Jesus Christ died for me. Mm. And dear friends, I can truthfully say it wasn't long before the tears come down my face. I realized that I was a sinner. And I realized that Christ was my only hope. Mm. I remember my Sunday school teacher, dear helper. She didn't really know what to do. I don't know whether she was nervous or what. But I still remember that dear woman. But she took me into the manse, where the minister was obviously preparing for the Sunday morning service. And I can truthfully say that I went into that match with the tears rolling down my face. And I told the pastor that I wanted to be saved. And I remember getting down on my knees even in that match, that front room. And I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save me. Mm. And dear friends, he did. And he came into my life. And dear friends, he changed my life. And he came and he did for me what no one could do. And he gave me his spirit. And dear friends, it was no longer living in the flesh, but in the power of God. And dear friends, even although I failed God many times and I continue to fail God, God has taught me through many things about my reliance on him. And just recently I was challenged by the Apostle Paul when he says, who is sufficient for these things? But he goes on to say, who's our sufficiency is of Christ. And dear friends, no matter what happens in life, we live in dark days, I can truthfully say that my sufficiency is of Christ. My power is of Christ. I've had many discouragements, many times of loneliness, many times of battle. The psalmist in Psalm 56 goes on to say about man oppressing him and man trying to bring him down. I've had many times of doubt, many times of fear, many times of loneliness, many times of isolation, many times of discouragement. Dear friends, I have always had the Lord with me. And even in times when I've let the Lord down, thank God I've been able to cry out, be merciful to me, God, remember that I am but flesh. And he has, and God has done for me what no one could do. And God has blessed me. God has brought me into a lovely family, a good Christian wife, three lovely boys. Two of them have trusted Christ. The youngest, still only 4 years old. But dear friends, I suppose whenever my two older boys trusted Christ, I nearly tried to put them off as if, because I didn't want any false professions. And I just left it with them. And they both sought the Lord. Mm. And that's what I'll seek for the third one as well, because we live in a day when many profess. I've often thought many profess because they don't want to go to hell. But they don't want to live for God neither. And there's a power that we have, a power over sin. Mm. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. And you know, before the Lord went back to heaven, he breathed upon his disciples. And he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And it's my prayer every day that the Spirit of God would do his job in my life. And the job of the Holy Spirit is to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that the Spirit of God would glorify the Son of God in me. And we know that the Father will be glorified in the Son. Thank you for the opportunity, Roger. And may God bless you and your ministry too.
Thank you.
Amen.
Well, I just want to thank Keith for sharing his testimony. It's wonderful to hear about the mercy of God and the wonderful change that the Lord Jesus Christ can make in a person's life, and all about the cross. That's where our salvation was secured, through the shedding of the Saviour's blood and that once for all sacrifice. And maybe today you've got burdens in your life. Keith talked about loneliness and times of being discouraged and battles in life. And we're not to face these battles alone. There's victory in Jesus Christ over the world, over sin and over the flesh and all the things that the world can bring our way. There's victory in the Lord Jesus. So thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully we'll see you again next time. And we wish Keith and his family God's richest blessing, and yourselves as well. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again soon. Bye bye.